AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department has subpoenaed election officials in four states former President Donald Trump disputed in the 2020 election. It's a request from Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into the presence of classified documents at Trump's Florida estate, as well as key aspects of a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and Donald Trump's efforts to remain in power. Chairman Benny Thompson says the House committee investigating the riot will make criminal referrals to the Justice Department as it wraps up. Pete Aguilar is on the committee.
We'll announce anything that we have, likely as a part of our final report. But what the last comment is the comment that stands, that we haven't finalized any decisions yet. Our options are on the table. Referrals to outside agencies are possible.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked about former President Trump's comment calling for the termination of parts of the Constitution over his lie that the 2020 election was stolen.
It would be pretty hard to be sworn in to the presidency if you're not willing to uphold the Constitution.
The law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th of last year are receiving congressional gold medals, Congress's highest honor. This is Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
January 6th was a day of horror and heartbreak, yet is also a moment of extraordinary heroism. Staring down deadly violence and despicable bigotry, our law enforcement officers bravely stood in the breach, ensuring for democracy survived on that dark day.
The medals will be placed in four locations, including the Smithsonian. Citing an unacceptable cybersecurity risk to the state of Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan is banning the use of TikTok and certain China and Russia-based platforms in the state's executive branch of government. This is AP News. Will Smith is back with his first film since his famous slap at the Academy Awards. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Will Smith had already finished making Emancipation when he slapped Chris Rock over a joke at the Oscars in March. Smith says his fear is that his actions would overshadow the film, which is about a man named Peter who tries to escape slavery. Smith says he's willing to face any criticism of himself head on.
One of the lessons from Peter is suffering leads to salvation. I am comfortable taking my medicine.
Emancipation will be out Friday on Apple TV Plus. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The NFL season isn't over yet, but the Tennessee Titans have fired general manager John Robinson. The Titans are 7-5 this season. Owner Amy Adams Strunk says she believes the Titans have made significant progress on and off the field, but there's more to be done and higher aspirations to be met. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.